Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Pearson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Monty Pearson. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Galatzer moves to second. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Galatzer scores. Knickerbocker moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is walked intentionally. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. Campbell scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Trosky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berger moves to second. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearson bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to third for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell throws the ball into Knickerbocker, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. George Washington pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Peete now playing second base. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Pete applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.